it's going to be a loaded week. I might have to do a feature Friday because there are just such a variety of topics, and I don't think that I'm going to be able to cram them into four different segments. Now, this is the podcast weekly, the Monday desk. And what's been on my desk this week? I made a little update to my API. I don't know. That's boring, isn't it? Yeah, it is. But I did anyway. I made an update to my API. What else? What I got some stuff done. Nah, it's just a lot of annoying stuff. You know the normal stuff? Yeah, it was one of those. But another thing I'm getting into, and this actually gets into philosophy in solving the food chain problem, or the food supply chain problem, the food chain problem. I don't know if we're going to solve the food chain problem. What I did this week, I created I did the first three lessons in the VIP Linux, the computer coding course that I've built. It's available online, but I don't have the videos for it yet. I'm still pounding out the software and the code, and I'm still pounding out the books and the text. So once I get it all perfect and I've checked as many typos as I can, and I changed everything that I want to change, then I'm going to put it into videos. And I've got four sections. And I start with the basic parts of controlling your computer through the command line, and then I build it up. And the thing is, it's organic. Like, you don't feel like you're learning computer while you're doing it. I don't explain much at all. I just demonstrate. And you're sitting there, you're typing stuff into a terminal, but then you're watching it change in your files and in the icons in what's called the GUI, in the graphic interface. So you're watching the windows change on your computer while you're typing stuff into the command line, and it starts to really just click. So it doesn't turn people into encyclopedias. I don't believe that education, excuse me, should teach us to become walking encyclopedias. Education should help us understand the way things work. And so, you know, for all the lookup stuff, use an encyclopedia for encyclopedia knowledge. I mean, if you study something a lot, you might become a walking encyclopedia. My Greek professor had the Greek dictionary memorized. I mean, it looks like an unabridged dictionary of the English language. It's this big, fat dictionary, and he had it memorized because he's used it so much. He knows what it says about everything. You can ask him about any word, and he'll tell you because he's looked them all up so many times, just because doing the work. But you become a walking dictionary. You become an encyclopedia, a walking encyclopedia, by just having experience. Learning is a completely different process, and it needs to come first. You must understand things at an organic, real level. So when I'm teaching computer code, I've got a terminal there, like the boring, scary terminal thing, but you don't know that it's computer because I'm just explaining everything in such a simple, basic way. It comes to life. It's like you actually start to see the code of the matrix, like you understand it. So What I'm doing there is I'm taking the code on the back end and the pretty pictures in the windows and the eye candy on the front end, and I make it all connect. Well, I start with that and I do basic computer stuff and I build up and I go into how programming works and how different files and things work. And then I get all the way to the end and I've got this fifth lesson. It's the fifth horseman. It's the fifth lesson, and that's where I teach other simple languages, and I turn it into a website application. Like, it's a web app. Like, you know, you go to a website, and you click on stuff, and stuff happens. That's called a web app. A website anymore is called a web app. Like, Facebook is a web app. It's not just a website. It's a website, but, you know, rectangles and squares, but it's a web app. So I'm going in there and I'm explaining other computer code. But this is the thing. I'll end it with this because I don't want to bore you. But, you know, we write web apps using a combination of three languages, PHP, SQL, and HTML. And the thing is, those languages, those languages are a program that's somewhere on a computer somewhere. You know, the Facebook website is on a computer somewhere. And so I get done with four lessons of teaching you how that computer works. It's the language of the computer that Facebook is on, probably, almost for sure. And Google, they're using Linux. And I'm teaching how Linux works. And so I finally get done and I start writing a very simple, very, very simple software program that is a website. It's a website thing. And I show how it works. So you actually get to the quote unquote application stage. It's like use software application in order to apply the knowledge we learned. So it takes it from computer, but then it builds it up into the website and stuff that we know when we start to see pictures and buttons to click on. And I'm loving it. And I got three very, very, very important steps in that curriculum done. It's a 12 course curriculum. And I think I got the three most important steps done because I actually got to the place where we put the three languages together, HTML, PHP, and SQL. They all go together. I'm not going to bore you with what those are. Well, I'll tell you quickly. PHP is logic. It's if then. If someone clicks on this, then do that. You know, it's that type of stuff. HTML is just, you know, like making a website look like a website. You know, these words there, those words there, a picture here. That's HTML. And then SQL is all database. It's like, you know, keeping information. If you add a user, you know, you click on something, you know, so it remembers what you're doing. It allows it to remember. So that's it's skin, bones, and brain. You know, HTML, PHP, and SQL. So there's a whole lot more, and if you're a code geek, you'll say, you forgot to mention. No, I didn't forget to mention. I just don't want to bore people with too many details. That's the thing. When you have specialized knowledge, you've got to be able to explain it to people so that they learn, not so that they feel confused. And, I that goes back to Willow Creek, Bill Hybels, the seeker-sensitive, the small group. Have you ever heard of the term small group in church? That term, the idea came from the Bible. The term small group came from Bill Hybels and Dr. Belkesian at Willow Creek. Belkesian was mentoring him back in the day, starting in 1975 when they got going. So Bill Hybels believed that when a preacher is teaching Bible, that people should learn more. And a lot of preachers, when they're preaching and teaching about Bible, they're using the big words that they learned in seminary, and the people are mostly just confused, except for a few people who recognize the big words. And the reason that preachers use big words is because they learned big words when they were learning Bible, and so they think by using big words in teaching, other people will learn Bible more. The problem is in seminary, Freudian slip. In seminary, they use big words every day and they're busy trying to learn. Sunday morning, that's a 1 hour a week thing. And you're not going to understand if you're only using big words 1 hour a week to explain ideas that people don't think about the rest of the week. It's not going to work. And that's being out of touch. And that's basically, that's how to be a teacher 101. And too many of them are violating it. This week I was really thrilled because I got the first three steps of the fifth section done. And I really think that I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not going to do any more to this particular curriculum. I might do other things, or I might ask other teachers to write other things. But my goal was... these days, making a website like Facebook is the work of a 10-year-old. That's what it should be. 10-year-olds need to learn how to play with that stuff. And I wanted to make it that simple. And really, I think everybody should be doing this. And I'm going to talk about how that relates to what's going on with the world supply chain, this lockdown thing everybody's scared of. There's a lot. I'm going to connect that tomorrow when we begin the Taiwan special, and I tell you what in the world's going on in Taiwan. See you then.